The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 11. This is letter number 3781. Baruch Hashem, the 18th of Elul, Hetoshin Tezvah, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is giving here a lot of title, Nichba Vanayla. We had letters. He was from Morocco. He's Isaac Mitzarchet Zibur, Mitruvis, Yitzchok Al Maliach. Shalom Avrocha. The Rebbe has written him before. He was involved in the education and the Chabad effort in providing education for the schools in Morocco. So now he unfortunately brought back a report. He visited Israel, but over there was the situation of the children that came from Morocco and everything. It was not good, as we know. Historically, that a lot of the religious kids, once they came Morocco, mostly they were all religious to a certain extent. But when they came to Israel, they secularized them. They enlightened them, so to speak. And they lost a lot of this. So the Rebbe says like this: I want to confirm receiving your letter with the attached report from your visit in the Holy Land, the Bonus and Koinon, the Meirimenu through Mashiach Sidkein. And the Rebbe says, to my dismay, I see from your report a confirmation to the reports that I've been receiving over here from various different sources for the last several months. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you know, before the elections, and they'll promise you the world. that everybody's going to give you whatever you want. Just elect me, and I will solve every problem under the sun. But once you get elected, very quickly you forget, and people don't even take seriously the promises. You'll say something, but you promise that you'll do this, you'll do that, and they sort of laugh at you. They say, well, this was a promise made to get elected. This is not a promise to what I'm going to do. So anyways, the Rebbe says, for sure, that's just my commentary, but the Rebbe says, for sure, your honor knows the various promises of the various different parties as it was connected with the elections. So the Rebbe says it is not always that they really care about the promises that they make before the elections. They don't take them serious, these promises, that you really need to do them. You make a promise, but doesn't mean that you have to do what you promised. So the Rebbe says, therefore, it's very important that it relates to those who made Aliyah from Morocco.
See?
So that they are already in Eretz Yisrael, in the Holy Land, Tibonet, that you should utilize the greatest amount of pressure on the parties, that they must stand by their promises. And for sure, the Rebbe says, I don't need to encourage you to put an effort to the extent possible for them to fulfill their promises. The Rebbe ends with a prayer that I pray that the effort that you invested to improve the condition of our brethren, those who live in Morocco, because he was very active, whether those who are already in the Holy Land, Tibana Visakaya, whether those who are still in Morocco, that your efforts should bring good results and you should see good fruit in your efforts. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you're going to add more force with more energy to continue this work and to increase it, especially as it relates to education on the pure holiness of the sons and daughters of the Morocco, of the people of Morocco. The demand of the hour is unimaginable how much this is necessary. Rebbe blesses him for success in his work, especially in his work in kosher education, with a blessing for a ksiva chsima tova. So the Rebbe is very, confirms that the report that unfortunately it's true, but the Rebbe suggests that they put pressure on for them to fulfill their promises. A lot of times it's even the religious parties, I don't know which parties the Rebbe is talking about specifically, but they came up with all kinds of promises, and the Rebbe blesses him to be successful in his efforts, and the blessing of Ksiva Chsima Torah.